Thank you for joining us today with our message here at First Congregational Church of Bureau. And this morning, I just thank the Lord that even during this time of social distancing, that we are given an opportunity to share the gospel and to be an encouragement to all of those who are just seeking to hear the word and desiring to be blessed of the Lord today. So I'm here this morning to share God's message. And the first message is how God fully knows us in every sense of the word. But I want to share a story first this morning. And Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for your message. We thank you for your faithfulness. And Father, as your word comes forth today, we just ask that you just prepare the hearts to receive what you would have for them, Father, and show them your love, and show them, Father, that you are there, that you never leave us or forsake us. In Jesus' name we pray. The story I want to share with you this morning first is about a grandma who stands at the front door waving goodbye to her grandson as he goes to the car with his parents. But as he goes down to the end of the sidewalk, he turns around and he looks at his grandma and he goes, "Grandma, why do you stand on the porch and watch until we leave?" And grandma says, "I watch because I love you. When I see your car drive away, I know you're safely heading home." The grandson smiled and understood just where grandma was coming from. And he runs back and he gives her a smile and a big hug. This short story should remind us that that's how our Heavenly Father constantly watches over us. And in Psalms 121, it says, "The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand." And then it continues on in Psalms 121, saying, "The Lord keeps you from all harm. He will watch over your life. He will watch over your family." Why does he watch over us? Simply because he loves us. And when will he watch over us? Now and forever. He fully knows us. Our God fully knows us, and it's because he loves us. None of us go unnoticed by our Creator. In Jeremiah 1:5, it says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." So God knows us more intimately than anyone else could, and is able to give us our lives a purpose and a meaning. He formed us with his wisdom and his power. Now think about that. With his wisdom and his power, he has formed us. But it says also that he sustains us, which means he strengthens us and he supports us in every moment of our existence. He is so in detail about our lives that he is involved in our personal details. He is intricate about the function of our brain, our heart, every part of our physical body. It says in Luke 12, "But even the very hair on your head are all numbered." How much more personable can you get than that? Our Father holds us together and has an aspect. Now, think about that word, every aspect. That means every detail of our life, every detail of our existence. It says in Psalms 139:17, David says, "How precious to me are you and your thoughts towards me, God." God is closer to us than our last breath. He made us, he knows us, he loves us. He's ever worthy of our worship, our praise, our fellowship. You know, with all the negative aspects and reports going on in the world today, let's today start focusing on the aspects of God's care for us. His love, his faithfulness to us, his concern for our welfare, spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially. He desires to hear our prayers, our requests, our needs, our thanksgiving. He loves when we give thanksgivings to him. He loves to hear praise and worship. He wants us to repent when we need to repent. He loves to hear the desires of our heart. And yes, we do have questions. And you know what? He knows that we have questions, so we might as well ask them. So today, let's draw close to him. Today, let's think on those things that are good, lovely, pure, and of good report. I want to share a song with you today because I talked to you just a little bit ago about God's, his grace and about how his love is sufficient. And with that grace, it's the whole package. It's God's whole package. It's his grace that's sufficient. So the song talks about grace. So I want to share this song with you, and I pray that it blesses you today.
Each time I come into your presence, I stand in wonder once again. Your grace still amazes me, and your love is still a mystery. Wider, it's taller, and it's higher than anything my eyes can see. Your grace still amazes me, and your love, Lord, your love is still a mystery each day.
So, Father, as we just bask in your presence right now, and we thank you, Lord, that your grace is amazing, that you're faithful, faithful. Your mercies are renewed every morning, and great is your faithfulness. And, Father, as we share your message today with others, we ask and pray for them that you keep them safe, Lord. And that, Father, you just bring them peace and comfort and put a joy within their hearts, Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.